first day of my third grade year was a pants-wettingly exciting day. I was a very shy child. I wasn't the shyest person in my school. That honor went to a girl named Anne, who, as far as I could tell, never made eye contact nor spoke a word to anyone during her entire elementary school career. But I was definitely in the top five of the shy persons in my school. But I loved the first day of school. New dress, shiny shoes, new three-ring binder, the smell of pencils and pink pearl erasers. On the first day of school, everything seemed fresh and clean, and anything seemed possible. And then came Bobby. Bobby Coleman was everything that I was not. He was loud and obnoxious. He was a bully and a troublemaker. And he was dumb as a post. And he came into class and he sat down in front of me. And he turned around and he tormented me a little bit before the bell rang. We began our first day of school getting to know you exercises. And at one point, Bobby turned around and said something mean to me like, "Ugh," which was about as sophisticated as his repertoire got. And then something happened. I don't know what my first indication was that something was amiss. It might have been that unmistakable smell or the sound of liquid splashing against linoleum. But pants were being wet, and it was happening in the vicinity of me. And I looked down, and a puddle was forming near my desk. Now, Bobby turned around, and he started pointing at me and laughing and encouraging others to do the same. And for a minute, my shy tendencies kicked in, and I began to blush and cower. But then I stopped. Whose pants were wet? Bobby's, not mine. Where was that puddle forming? Downstream of Bobby's desk, drifting towards mine. At some point, the teacher figured out what was going on and took Bobby out of the class, took him to the nurse's office, where I assume they called his mother to bring him a fresh pair of pants. And the janitor came in with his bucket and mop to sop up the pee. And at some point, Bobby came back into class, a little quieter and a little less obnoxious than before. Now, I'm pretty sure that Bobby returned to his bullying ways, but I think I learned a few things that day. First, I learned that, like the tears of a clown, the urine of a bully really puts a damper on things. And second, I learned that the persona of a bully is like a mask. It's really a mask that's hiding a great deal of insecurity and fear. And third, I learned that some truths are so self-evident, like when someone else's pants are wet and yours are not, that you don't need to be strong enough to stand up for yourself. Thank you.